Hello, book lovers. My name is Tandoletu Binda, and you are listening to Just Reading with Tandoletu. Thank you so much for stopping on by, and I really do hope that you will enjoy this one. Now, before we even get into it, please don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell another friend that we are Just Reading with Tandoletu. Literally, I am so happy to be back. I think it's been like a good 3 weeks since my last review episode. So I am thoroughly so grateful to be back and so happy to be back. And I really do hope that you are also doing good and that, you know, you and your loved ones are still safe and you're still, you know, still going and, you know, still pushing, even in those hard days, even with the year end fatigue. I really do hope that you're still pushing. So for today, I am reviewing a book I thoroughly enjoyed. You know, a book that I didn't want to put down, it was this one. And I really do hope if there's anything you take from this review, is that you need to get yourself a copy. So without further ado, let's get into today's review. So for today, I am reviewing a book titled Sipping Dom Perignon Through a Straw, Reimagining Success as a Disabled Achiever. And the author of this book is Eddie Ndobu. The publishers of this book are Two Roads, an imprint of John Mare Press. And this book was gifted to me by my good friends at Jonathan Ball Publishers. Thank you so much. And this book was published in the year 2023. So it is definitely still fresh out of the publishing house. I love that for myself. Like, I've really been reading books that are like fresh from the publishing house, like the pages are still hot. And you know what? I love that. I love that for myself. So let's get into it then. What is this one about? So I'll start then with the synopsis, and this is straight from the book. It says, a memoir penned with one good finger about being profoundly disabled and profoundly successful. Global humanitarian Eddie Ndobu was born with spinal muscular atrophy and was told that he wouldn't live beyond age 5. Yet he thrived. The only wheelchair user at his school, Ndobu flourished academically. By his late teens, he was traveling the world to give talks on disability justice. When he was later accepted on a full scholarship into Oxford University, he soon learns that it's not just the medical community he must defy, it's the educational one too. In Sipping Dom Perignon Through a Straw, we follow Ndobu as he scales the mountain of success, only to find exclusion, discrimination, and neglect waiting for him on the other side. As he soars professionally, sipping champagne with world leaders, he continues to feel loneliness and pressure of being the only one in the room. Determined to succeed, he must challenge bias at the highest echelons of power and prestige. Searing, vulnerable, and inspiring, Ndobu's remarkable journey to reach beyond ableism reminds us never to let anyone else define our limits. And let me tell you, this book was just that. This book was literally like one of those books that reminds you to say, if you have something planted in your heart, you know, like, continue to fight for that. Continue to grow that seed. Continue to do everything that you can to make sure that that dream comes to fruition. And for me, I really love this book. Like, this book was just screaming, I want to and I will. Even if it's hard, I will. Even if, you know, all the odds are against me, I will. Even if, you know, the people around me are doing what I will. Even if the systems are saying this, I will. Even if there's no money to do this, I will. And this book was just an I will, I will, I will, I will. And you know what? That's what we need. That's what we need. Like, you know, you just need that firm belief in your goals and firm belief in yourself. And as you're doing that, you know, you continue to grow as a person, but also inspire everyone around you to say, hey, you know, we can all go for our goals. Like, we can all fight, you know, we can all fight. And a lot of times, like, we always think things should be easy. And the minute that one thing happens that is just, you know, a slight disappointment or slight curve in, you know, in our road, we just think, oh, I can't, you know. But this book for me was just that you can, even when all the odds are stacked against you, you can. Do you want to? Then you can. And I think that was the only, like, constant reminder to say, if you want to, you can. And yes, it's not gonna be easy, but you can, you know. So I really loved this. So let's get into what I loved about the book. First of all, title and cover. 100. I literally loved the title, and I think that's what actually drew me to the book. I was like, sipping Dom Perignon through a straw, excuse me, are we celebrating? Sign me up for that, okay? And this was even before I knew it was a memoir. I was like, whatever it is, I got to know it, okay? And the cover, the color combinations, the shampoo at the back, I literally love this cover so much. And I hope the pictures that I'm going to post on my bookstagram will do justice to how beautiful this cover is. And then I also really loved, you know, the support of a mother that knows her child's dreams and desires. I think throughout the book, that's just the one thing that I got about Eddie's mother. To say Eddie's mother was just so supportive to Eddie's dream from the very beginning. Like, she's just a supportive parent that says, you know what, my child wants it, I will support my child. My child wants it, I will support my child. And that's literally all she's continued to do, to just support her son. No matter what, support her son. Even when she doesn't understand, support her son. Even when she doesn't know if it's gonna work, support her son. Even when she's anxious and nervous, support her son. And I really did appreciate that. And it really just did make me think to say, yo, like, there's nothing as much of an underrated blessing as having supportive parents. Like, it's such an underrated blessing, and if you have that, you must never take it for granted. The next thing that I loved, which I'll always say about memoirs, is just having pictures. What is a memoir without pictures? What is a memoir without pictures? I loved that edition. I think it was round about the middle of the book with the pictures. But what I loved even more about, you know, the pictures was how, you know, the author vividly explained the emotions felt in those captured pictures. Like, it wasn't just the picture and, oh, this is this person, that is that person, but it was, this is this person on this day, we were doing this, this is how I felt. Oh, I loved it so much. I really loved how detailed, you know, the picture explanations were. Thoroughly loved that, and I felt like it was such a great addition. And then something else that I really just loved was just how well, you know, Eddie narrated his story of his life, you know, the good and the bad alike. I just love how well he narrated the story. And I'll always say, I'll always appreciate an author that writes with so much honesty and vulnerability, and that's what Eddie gave us in this book. And then I think, lastly, what I loved was the support of Eddie's friends. If there's a theme that is ever so constant in this book, is that, you know, the support his friends showed him, and the support his friends continue to show him, and the support his friends, you know, the support that really carried him. A lot of the times he might not have believed, but his friends believed in him, and they saw, you know, something in him, and they pushed him forward. They were like, we need to raise money, we are there. We need to get you to this place, we are there. We need to do this, we are there. And for me, that was so remarkable. And it just goes to show, you know, how far a person can go with the support of their inner circle, or even the support of other people, you know. And yeah, for me, I was just like, yes, can I just be that friend to my circle too? Because there's nothing, you know, as empowering as having a supportive circle. So I really appreciated that so much. And I guess, you know, this book to me was just such an eye-opener about all of the things that, you know, we take for granted because we're not going through them, and how the world is conditioned to cater for the things only the vast majority needs, you know, and then leaving the rest, you know, of the things uncatered for, you know. And for me, it was just, yeah, it was just to say, oh, okay, this is fine for me, but does the next person, you know, find it fine? Does the next person also feel as comfortable? And it really got me thinking to say, how many things in our daily lives, you know, do we just overlook, not thinking that, hey, actually this thing being like that might not be just as easy for someone else to maneuver or for someone else to get through, you know, because of how things are. Got me thinking of just like malls, like simple things that, you know, you're just going to the shop and you think, okay, it's just an easy thing to do, but because of how you know, different resources are set out, some people might struggle to even just get to a mall. So yeah, and it was also just a reminder of just saying, we still have such a long way to go. Like, we really just have such a long way to go, and just as the world, you know, we have such a long way to go. And I also just, you know, I was, I don't know if shocked is the right word, or saddened, you know, by just the subpar you know, care that Eddie's care aides, you know, gave him and continued, you know, to give him, and their lack of competence, you know. And for me, that this was just a reminder to say, whatever job that you are doing, you know, be competent in it. Whatever job you are doing, seek to always be better, seek to improve, seek to do better and be better, because truly, you know, your incompetence will cost someone else, you know, either their well-being, their money, their time, their resources, their reputation, and so many other things. So whatever we're doing, whatever line of work you are in, whatever job, whatever task you are given, seek competence, seek to be better, seek to improve, because your lack thereof does impact the next person, you know. So yeah, that was really just another lesson that really did stand out. And maybe something else, which I think I've already touched on, is just for parents, right? This for me was just a reminder to say, I will be a parent one day. And when I do become one, I hope, you know, that I always remember that supporting my kids goes a long way. You know, supporting your child is not just in that current moment, but it's that moment and moments to come. And it's that support in that moment, you know, that, you know, fosters them forward and helps them forward. And it's those moments that they'll remember to say, I was doing 1, 2, 3 and my father was there. I was doing 1, 2, 3 and my mother was there. So as a parent, continue to support your children. And then the second one, which I've already touched on, is just to support your friends, you know, to support your friends even before the world does so. And I think there was a TikTok video that I saw that was just saying, you must be your friend's ambassador, you know, like before the world can clap for your friend, you must be there clapping and cheering for your friend and telling them that, hey friend, you are good at this, you will make it, you know, I will continue to support you, pray for your friends, you know, send your friends job opportunities, whatever, like someone wants someone and your friend has that skill, you know, plug your friend, like be your friend's advocate, be your friend's ambassador, be your friend's support. And a lot of times, like, people think it needs money and whatever, but anything and everything that you have to give, support your friend, even if it's just in prayer, even if it's just in, you know, calling them and motivating them on a daily, even if it's just in there supporting them, even if it's buying their first product on their line that they just launched, whatever, buying their a copy of their book, whatever it is, be your friend's advocate or ambassador always, you know. And I think the next lesson for me that I took from this book is just to say, wherever you are, seek to make a change, no matter how big or small. And a lot of times, like, we see things and we want to challenge them, but we think, oh, it's not gonna mean anything because it's coming from me, or it's not gonna make much of an impact because it's too small of a change or too small of a difference. But you never know how small or big something is, you know, to someone else. You might see it as something small, but someone else might see it as something big, something life-changing. So always seek to make a difference and make a change, you know, in things that we see every day. Don't just take it for granted to say, oh well, you know, it's been done like this all along, or but always seek to make a change. And then the next one was just to say, you need not to know about something to support others, you know. You need not to know about something to advocate for other people's rights, you know. And if you feel that you don't know, maybe it's a good idea to educate yourself. But this was also just a good reminder to say, let's advocate for other people. You know, there was a point in the book where, you know, where Eddie was mentioning that, you know, people, because, you know, he was raising funds and people contributed to his funds or his fees, and people then expected him to sort of live like, you know, that student that is suffering or that student that is in need. You know, the minute he would change his hair, the minute he would wear a certain outfit, people would think, oh, so you're wasting our money. And that is such a flawed way of thinking, right? Why do we think because someone has requested or asked us to help them in whatever way that, you know, we must dictate then what they do or how they live with whatever assistance that we've given them, you know? For me, I was just like, yo. And you know, when I read that part, I was like, this is so true. You see it all the time where people do something for someone and then they want to dictate how you must act or behave because of the help that they've given you. And I was just like, that's such a flawed way of thinking. Let's change that. Like, let's really change that and do better, you know. And I think next, it was just a reminder to be a light, you know, in a dark world. To just be a light in a dark world. There's so many things that are going wrong around us, but be a light in a dark world, you know. And The next one was just to be so relentless in the things that make your heart dance. Go for them, and go for them even more. Like, don't stop. Even when you feel like you've achieved it, don't do more. Go for them more. Like, if you want it and if your heart yearns for it, then go for it. No matter what everyone says, no matter if all of the odds are stacked against you, but go for it, go for it, go for it. And then last but not least, when you have achieved your goals, remember to celebrate. Remember to pop something, you know? Remember to pop a doñana or something, whatever it is that makes you happy, but remember to celebrate, because we spend so much time working to, you know, to achieve our goals, and then when you finally achieve it, you become so flustered and you think, oh my goodness, I must achieve even more, I must do the next thing on my list. But remember, just to take a step back, just to take a second and say, wow, you know, and say thank you God, and say I've made it, and say celebrizzy, you know, like just say celebrizzy and enjoy it. And yeah, like, immerse yourself in your achievement. Don't rush, you know, for the next thing, because when we continue to do that, we'll always feel inadequate because we're not giving, you know, our achievements the attention that they deserve and the celebrations that they deserve. So, like Eddie, I hope you will continue to sip Dom Perignon through a straw, and that you'll continue to, you know, go for the things you want and advocate for the things that, you know, you feel strongly about. And like I always say, thank you so much for listening all the way until here. And remember to do everything out of love. Mwah, mwah, mwah.